Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 14. This is letter number 4,934. Baruch Hashem, the 11th day of Kislev, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I received a report, the protocol, from the meeting of the administration of the Anhola, dated on the 20th of Mar Cheshvan, which is the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab, with all the titles. And it is known, the Rebbe says, what our sages of blessed memory said, that on a birthday, one's mazel, one's good fortune, overpowers, has the strength, special strength. So it's the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab, and you had the meeting then. So his mazel was strong at that time, and we know that a Jewish shepherd, a shepherd in Israel, meaning a Jewish leader, a Roye Yisrael. So what is his concern? He wants to make sure that this flock that he shepherds, everything that they have should be good in all details and to the extent, all possible extent. So basically the Rebbe is taking care. However, in order so it shouldn't be shameful bread, meaning the Rebbe doesn't want to do all the work for you. If he did everything, then what you would be getting, the results would be shameful bread, because you hadn't worked to earn that. You just got it. And, you know, tzaddikim are compared to their creator, Hashem. Also doesn't want us to just get things for free. He wants us to work for things to get it. So the same thing is the Jewish leaders who give and take care of their flock, don't give just free, but they want them to work for it. So therefore, each person has the freedom of choice that they too should participate and do an act in these matters, meaning you have to get involved also. Don't leave it just for the Rebbe to do it. The Rebbe needs your help to actually do it, so you need your involvement, so it shouldn't be a shameful bread. Although, that many times, you don't even have to do a lot. It's sufficient to do a very little, similar to what the Medrash says in the Shir HaShirim in the beginning. The guy wanted, he was poor and he couldn't hire people to bring that stone to the Beis HaMikdash. So the angels came, but they says you have to put your hands with us. Meaning, you have to help out a little bit. We're going to carry it for you. You're not going to have to do the work. But something, give us a little bit. So sometimes, the Rebbe's involvement only wants you to do a little bit, even though that help was not compared at all to the weight, the heaviness of that stone, that the hand should bring up that stone. But we just want your hand just so you be part of it. And yet, the stone went up to Yerushalayim. Look over there in the Kehel Salam at the beginning. So the Rebbe says that the Rebbe's blessings on his birthday helps us and is going to get us far. But we need to help out the Rebbe a little bit by going ahead and giving a little hand to it. And you'll see many times it's very little that you have to do, but you have to help out. And the Rebbe blesses and he says, may it be the will of Hashem that these days of month of Kislev should stand by you to bring all the above of your decisions in the protocol and the report into actual action, because the end of the day, the main thing is action, as explained in many places in the talks of our holy rebbes, our leaders. And Vadiru discusses that ein chacham kebal nesoyin, there is nobody wise as one who was tested. You know, today we know anytime you have a theory, we have all kinds of testing done to make sure that the thing works. You know, you can have a theory, and it could, but you have all the laboratories and all the places to test. A real wise person, there is nobody wise as the one who has been tested, and he knows how it works if it's tested, which means in action, see how it works in practical. And also the idea that from everything of Chassidus that you, any aspect of Chassidus, there needs to be a Bechein. A Bechein means needs to be some result, some practical application. And the Rebbe says, so it should be successful, your meeting, bring it out to a practical. And the Rebbe says, I look forward, and I'm looking out for good news and detailed news and all the above. And the Rebbe is blessing them with a festival of redemption, and he signs his name. And then, I'm not sure, this looks like a footnote or a PS, but it doesn't say it. It just says, the Rebbe says, the letter which included the decision, the resolutions of the Vadla Fotsa Samayonis, of the group who is spreading out the wellsprings, I received. And the Rebbe says, I'm interested to know about the children of the Chabad children, of the Hasidim, who are of age of education. Do they study in Chabad educational institutions? The Rebbe wants to know, where do the children go to school? Do they go to other schools, or do they go to Chabad schools? And the Rebbe says, but in particularly in the Chabad school rests the blessings of our holy leaders, and their spirit is there. See, I'm trying to figure out, but it seems like the Rebbe is saying, if you, through establishment, a local school for the local Chabad kids, so then the excuse, the amasla, that it's too far, they can't get so far, that would be removed. So I guess the Rebbe senses that there's a lot of anash that are sending kids to other schools, not to Chabad schools. And the Rebbe says, if you created the school locally, that would take away that excuse as well. And the Rebbe is saying, those who as of now have not done, like the above, to send the kids to a Lubavitch school, to a Lubavitch educational, what is the real reason for that, the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says, after I signed, I received, I guess, this report and this urgent letter dated the 19th of Mar Cheshvan. This was already, that letter was dated the 20th of Mar Cheshvan. But then the Rebbe said, I received the letter of the 19th of Mar Cheshvan. And the Rebbe says, seal, the stamp, the post stamped, was actually the 12th of Kislev. So, which means, while the date over there says the 19th of Mar Cheshvan, but the post date actually says the 12th of Kislev. The Rebbe is basically saying, even though you wrote it in a urgent way, but it doesn't seem like it wasn't given by the post, so that's why, you know, the Rebbe is, I guess, maybe explaining why he didn't answer right away, because the postmark was marked late, was on the 12th of Kislev. And I guess the Rebbe's answer, as we see in the top of the letter, is he started writing at the 11th of Kislev. He got it after the signature, so he got it on the 12th. And so the Rebbe's answer came that day, and the next day after the signature already, and the Rebbe added this particular note on what they were asking. The Rebbe says the kids should be in a Lubavitch. It has their spirit, the blessings, and it also has their spirit in this, and create the opportunity for the kids. And the Rebbe says that even though the Rebbe helps you and his mazel and on his birthday, but he also, we need to be involved. And that involvement is something which the expectation is from us. And sometimes it's just an involvement like that story in the Medrash, just putting your hand, and even though you accomplish so much more, but you got to do something, and then the rest will come.